Good morning. It's Mitch Gaynor here again from the Glasshouse Country and Millennial News and the Sentinel. And what an amazing week it has been for our local Olympians over in Paris. They've been doing such a fantastic job. As you would have seen, we profiled Kayleigh McEwen and a number of others who have just done us so proud over the past week. So we'll do another story just sort of looking at their success this week. So look forward to that. Elsewhere, also in the sporting realm, we've got a really cool story. It's a grandmothers up against each other in a boxing bout, battle of the ages, we'll call it. The grandmother of champion fighter Liam Wilson up against another lady, and we've got some really fun pictures and stories about that coming up as well. On a more somber note, we've also got a story about a charity organization that are saying that police got involved in their charity fundraising event and put a bit of dampener on the occasion. We're asking police to respond to those claims there. We've also got a really interesting story about a groundbreaking research initiative, I guess, that's revolutionizing mealtime experiences for individuals with dementia. And this is a really interesting collaboration between University of Queensland, University of Sunshine Coast, and Lutheran Services Aged Care in Caboolture. So have a look for that one in the Sentinel. Over at the Glasshouse Country Millennial News, we've got a story about businesses that are being impacted by a whole bunch of roadworks that are happening on Steve Irwin Way. They're saying they're losing thousands of dollars because people can't access their storefronts. So we talked to them as well as Transport and Main Roads, asking them to respond. A story you might have seen a couple of weeks ago about these thieves that came in the middle of the night. They stole 30 plants from this guy suffering from this quite debilitating illness. They stole plants from his garden overnight, the day after he planted them. A garden club and a whole bunch of neighbours have now come together to give this gentleman some flowers that had been stolen or replacing them. So we talked to him about how happy he is at the community that's come together for them. It's also National Homelessness Week, which kicks off today. And we talk about the increasingly dire conditions that is being placed on just ordinary Australians, you know, that are suddenly finding themselves in really dire, difficult situations. It's also the launch of the Sunshine Coast Hinterland Writers Festival. This is a new initiative that's being organised by a whole bunch of associations, including the Mullaney Chamber of Commerce and Rosetta Books up in Mullaney. If you ever get a chance to go up there, you should. It's a great little bookshop. And this Writers Festival is going to bring together 50 authors to talk about their writing style and their achievements to date. So that's something to keep an eye out for. So there's plenty going on across the Glasshouse Country, across Glasshouse Country, as well as the Sentinel. Keep an eye out for both papers. And this is Mitch Gaynor. I'll talk to you again next week. Thank you. Bye.